This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. If you've been to the Taft Museum before, you've probably seen the beautiful Chinese porcelains in the museum's collection. A special exhibition of Chinese textiles that complement those porcelains is now on view. You'll learn more later on Cincinnati Edition. And the keynote speaker at the Over the Rhine Chamber annual luncheon that's coming up April 7th will be Andrew Nelson, a writer from National Geographic Traveler magazine. His article for the April issue of the magazine's full of praise for our fair city. He talks about his awesome visit in about 20 minutes. But first, roller girls. The Cincinnati Roller Girls, the area's first all-female amateur flat track roller derby team, host a doubleheader tomorrow at the Cincinnati Gardens. They'll be competing against New Hampshire Roller Derby and the Gem City Roller Girls at the Cincinnati Gardens. It's their second doubleheader of the season and happens to be Heroes Night. We'll learn more about that here in the next few minutes. And to share all the details about that match and the state of the sport are a trio of Cincinnati Roller Girls joining me in the Cincinnati Edition studio and scaring the wits out of me, Mama Crass, Sailor Scary, and Big Ugly. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hello.
If you have a question for the ladies or want to provide encouragement for them for tomorrow night's doubleheader, you can call 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org. Send us a tweet or post on the WVXU Facebook page. And we're glad to have you here. And I have to say, as I was researching this interview, I noticed that the Cincinnati Roller Girls are actually three teams, Black Sheep, Violent Lambs, and the Flock Ewes. And even if that wasn't right, I just wanted to say
yes.
That on the radio.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes, that is
100% correct.
Okay. Well, what is the distinction between those teams on the Roller Girls?
The distinction between the three are the Black Sheep are our varsity squad. They're our A squad. So through WFDA, the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, you have to have 20 chartered skaters. So the Black Sheep are comprised of them. The Violent Lambs are B squad, kind of junior varsity, and then Flock Ewes are, you know, everybody that's, you know, that's on the team and moving up.
Well, I want to, that's Mama Crass who's talking there. I want to go around the room here and ask how and why you got involved with roller derby. So Mama Crass, you spoke first. I'll pick on you first.
My story, I actually transferred from another league, which is very common within roller derby, kind of, you know, finding your derby home. But years ago, I was actually at a skating party with my son, and my son's friend's mom skated up to me and she said,
You knocked her over?
No. she said,
just
you look
the children.
Right, just the children I was running over. But she said, you look really stable. Like, what in the world does that mean? And then got introduced to roller derby, and derby's one of those things you find it and you fall in love with it. There's, you know, the addiction's there or it's not.
So you came
5 years later.
You came from the Black and Bluegrass Girls, right?
Correct.
The Northern Kentucky version,
yep,
of that, and you skated with them for three seasons.
Yep.
And then why did you move across the river?
Cincinnati Roller Girls ranked higher, more competitive. Just, you know, there's a limited amount of time that, you know, we can do this to our bodies. You know, you don't have an indefinite amount of time to, you know, beat yourself up like this. So it was an opportunity to push myself further and see what I was, you know, really capable of in this sport.
Sailor Scary, so how did you come to roller derby?
Well, I joined in March 2008 in Evansville, Indiana, which is 4 hours away from here. But I joined because my friend, she just came up to me and she was just like, hey, what do you think about playing roller derby? And I was like, well, I never really thought about it, but let me go check it out. And so I went to practice and I fell in love with it immediately. It's been like a huge like companionship of friends and like, you know, strong female athletes. And like that's the biggest thing that like really drew me to it is that, you know, we're athletes and we're actually like working really hard to, you know, achieve this common goal of, you know, championships.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, one reason, you know, I was skating in Evansville, Indiana, and then I moved to Cincinnati because they're definitely a lot more competitive. And I was able to, you know, go to regionals whenever I moved, and I was really excited about that.
Well, you said you've been skating since 2008, and Mama Crass just said, well, you know, you got to get it while you can because this beats
right.
you up.
So are you at the end of your beating up, the middle of your beating
up?
No.
I'm just getting started. Hashtag. But,
no one's leaving. You're in with us for life.
Yeah, I'm definitely – I just got married last year, and I've made sure that I was like, I've still got some more time on my timetable for Derby. So there's no nine-month injury going to be involved in that. So we've got, I've got a lot of plans. I want championships, and I want to win. And that's – that's
you're always a winner to me, just so you know.
So from St. Louis Scary to Big Ugly here, Big Ugly now, same question to you. How'd you get started, and why are you doing it?
Well, I never played sports. I did Muay Thai. My father passed away, and I was going to start picking up Muay Thai again, and then I saw the Roller Girls were having a boot camp. This was in 2011, and I gave it a go, and didn't stop after that. So it's a great way to get your aggression out and get all your bad energy out, because it's a sport where, if you get sidetracked for a second, you're going to be
sideswiped,
lit out really bad. And I'm not from here, and these girls are my family and my closest friends, and we practice, 8 hours a week together, but we still have to text each other and talk to each other all day long and
send selfies
all the time.
You've been texting each other since you've been in the studio.
Right. We've taken about 20 pictures together since we got here. Priorities.
That's Big Ugly joining Mama Crass and Sailor Scary here in the Cincinnati Edition studio on this Friday afternoon, talking about the Cincinnati Roller Girls and Roller Derby. You can ask them a question or cheer them on at 513-419-7100. And I'll go back to you, Mama Crass, since they've been running their mouth. You mentioned that you are athletes. How much time do you spend training? And you mentioned getting beat up. What kind of injuries are most common?
Right. With Cincinnati Roller Girls, broken legs. That's
really?
That seems to be our MO. But
not this season.
No. We've already had one this season. Rocks.
That's true.
We've already started.
Well, if
started.
We act like it didn't happen, it'll go away quicker.
But, it's broken legs. The more long-term injuries that require surgery, that require more attention, knees and shoulders are pretty common. We have a couple of people that just had surgery or are having surgery. Fun thing about that, most of the people want, you have surgery, you're just looking at that end date for when you get released and can get back on the track.
Right.
And some people do it a little bit quicker than they should, but.
And there's those injuries that can't be treated, like, broken tailbones or broken ribs, which I both have had. And currently.
Broken tailbone here.
Yeah, I was going to say, currently serving. And, since I can't fix it, I just keep pushing through it.
Right. Nerve damage. Not fun.
People are always surprised when, like, I broke my tibia last year and. Are you going to still skate?
Wrap it up, put your skates on, and go.
Well, I wanted to ask, in the years that you've been doing the roller derby, what's the question you have to answer most about the sport? I mean,
school stuff? Yeah. Like, I get a lot of...
So
you get to elbow them.
Is it bank track? Do you flip them over the rail?
Is it fake?
No. Right. Yeah. Is it fake?
Do you punch a girl in the face?
Yeah. No, we just want to, but we don't.
Right. No, my constant answer to that is it's based on feedback that I get mostly from men, is it's like football on skates. It's one of the only sports where you're playing offense and defense at the same time. Once you get it, and once you kind of see what's going on, because it goes very, very fast, especially with the rules changes that we just had. But it's, once you get it, it's very interesting. There's a lot of strategy to it.
And it's very gladiator style. I mean, you are putting your body on the line to help your teammate out, and you're more than willing to do it, and you're more than willing to kill the spirit of someone so you can win. And there's not a better feeling than that. It's so much freaking fun. And
the chammer's coming. Yeah. Launch me into them, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of...
Oh, she looks sad now. Yay!
Yeah, there's a lot of photos from the last game of Big Ugly getting launched into one of the jammers, because that's one thing that we can do is we can use our players any way that we want. So if we can launch them into them, I like to call that the bullet. You just launch them into them and it works.
And
like,
if I can't get there, you're ready for it at all times.
Yeah.
So.
If I can't get there, but Big Ugly can, I'm going to make her there.
Stay low, stay low.
Sailor Scary, Mama Crass, and Big Ugly, Cincinnati Roller Girls here on Cincinnati Edition. You can Talk to them at 513-419-7100. You mentioned the bank tracks and the going over the rail and all, and whether it's real. And that's, you know, part of what I wanted to ask was that that's what people remember about roller derby is the TV version with the bank tracks and
sadly,
the people going to flippity, 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 flippity. But this is flat track. How else does it differ from what people may think they know about roller derby?
Well, I guess to go from the stage side of it to the actual athletic side of it is probably one of the biggest things that you can really see is because, you know, you've got all the dramatics behind it, like, whoa, like they're really like mad and everything. But then like whenever you see like the true passion in somebody's eye, whenever they like lay somebody out and like they're really excited about it, or, you know, a jammer that's completely defeated, you know, getting through that track, or whenever you see them coming through defeated, but then like whenever they finally are able to get through and then you just see that like relief, like, oh my gosh, I'm so like, you know, it's just being able to see that. And then, but then also bank track, you've got like the inertia and you go around and you're like really fast. But with bank track or flat track, you get like harder hits. Mm-hmm. You get really harder hits because the way that, you know, physics works, you know, your body wants to go in a straight line. And so you make those straight lines for those really hard hits. And so you don't have the necessary, you know, speed behind it, but you've got the really big hits.
Yeah.
Well, beyond laying people out, and let's go to what the rules of roller derby are, and exactly because you've been talking about the jammers, you've been talking about the blockers. So for those people who have not been indoctrinated, tell us how a game of or a jam of roller derby works.
A great way to see how this works is to come out on Saturday night.
Of course.
Look how I plugged that.
Yes. Good. Doors open at 5 and first jam at 6.
It's true. And then we have tailgating and we've got happy hour. But
the rules are fairly simple. Each team will yield one jammer and there's 4 blockers on the track from each team. The jammers have to break through.
They can't see your fingers, big
yes,
ugly.
Yes, they can. Can you see the one I'm showing you right now?
Dun, dun, dun.
It was her index finger.
Right. She was pointing
you're
out jammers that I was being mean.
The jammers have... You're my ride back to work. So.
I know.
Hey, scary.
Have fun walking.
Anyways.
The jammers have to get through the pack. The first one who gets out legally will become lead jammer, and she is the control of the scoring. So she can... The jammers rack up points with every blocker they pass, and the lead can call off jam anytime they want. So if she just came by and got her points and sees the other jammer calling, she can call it off so they won't get their points. You get lead, you win games.
And you get points, you score by...
Passing each other.
Yeah, passing the opposing blockers. And some of the big rule changes that just happened, we are down to 30-second penalties instead of minute-long penalties. So
which is amazing.
There's less standing around on the track. The game is much quicker now. It's really nice.
It moves along. There are jams, and the jammer comes by, passes the blockers, scores points that way, can put their hands on their hips, stop play, or stop that jam, then another jam starts, or it goes 2 minutes, so you have these jams that are rolling through. And the points, what are the points that you score? I mean, it's obviously not like a 7 points for a touchdown, or you're not kicking an extra point.
One point for every opposing blocker. And if the opposing blockers...
So you get like 4?
Right. And even if there's blockers in the penalty box from the other team, you get their points too. When you go to the box, you're just making it...
A free point.
Yeah.
And then the jammer can also lap around and get the point of the opposing jammer. So that's, you know, you'll hear the announcers talk about a natural grand slam and...
Yeah.
Talking to the Cincinnati Roller Girls here on Cincinnati Edition, 513-419-7100. Brenda in Dayton has a question. Hello, Brenda. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, I have a question for the girls. Usually ladies don't like to talk about this, but I am curious to know what the sizes of these ladies are. What's the height and weight? Do you have a lot of muscles? Can somebody petite and short be good at this sport?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Like a bug.
Yeah. No, we have quite a few girls. I mean, just to put it into perspective, I'm almost 5'9", and I'm a bigger gal. But, you know, I've had small, you know, tiny 5'1", you know, 100 pounds soaking wet take me off my feet
just because they know how to use their bodies. They know how to hit. They know how to, you know, how to use their leverage and use that momentum to take somebody out. So roller derby is one of those fascinating sports where we have every shape, size, all
size
across the board.
Size doesn't matter at all. And Cincinnati's a shorter team. You actually have the three tallest skaters in this room right now.
Like right.
I'm 6 feet tall, and I'm the tallest one on the team, but I'm happy to be with the tall girls right now. But what's really interesting is, you know, one of my favorite girls to block with is one of the shortest girls on the team. And I think it's weird how well we can complement each other. And really, size does not matter at all, because there's so many different things that a taller person could do or a shorter person can do. And it's really neat how it all works out like that. So.
Well, thanks for your question, Brenda. And I would imagine that the smaller skaters can make some wicked jammers, too, as they're dodging among those tall trees.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. But then it's really interesting to see the really tall jammers and the really big jammers, too, be able to, like, just bust through those packs.
Well, you mentioned, you know, the skaters suffering injuries, but I know from my time at the rink that the spectators at flat track roller derby sitting in those suicide corners might suffer as well. But what's the ratio of skater injuries to spectator injuries?
How many of those are purposeful?
No.
I know that the beer tower has had a lot of severe injuries.
Right. And maybe somebody slipped in the beer. I don't know. But yeah, nobody. I don't know
if we've actually had physical injury in the suicide seating.
Yeah.
You
might end up with a skater in your lap. But
they're for 18 and up only.
Yes.
Right. No children, please.
So no newborns are going flying in the air or anything like that.
That's down in the suicide corner. So you can still sit in the sands with the kids. Right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
We are very kid-friendly, which our next, this upcoming is Superhero Night. Mm-hmm. We're in Hometown Heroes. And I am wearing my superhero outfit, but you can't see it. But we're going to be doing a costume
contest.
She's
lying. She's not wearing anything superhero related.
Just
no.
Besides that's a tattoo? No.
Right. It's all. But we're going to be, it's, you know, for the kids, we're doing a costume contest and adults.
Yeah, everybody.
Like-minded kids. And we're going to be dressing up and having a costume contest. And so make sure that you wear your outfits. You know,
favorite
costumes,
heroes.
Superhero costume.
So Heroes Night, that means a break for those in the military and police and fire.
Right.
And the heroes, also the superheroes that
superheroes.
Sailor Scary was just mentioning there, that they will have in the break between the matches, costume contest.
Yep.
So that's all happening at the Cincinnati Gardens tomorrow. Doubleheader, the Cincinnati Roller Girls against New Hampshire Roller Derby and the Gem City Roller Girls. And if you want to know more, you can visit our website, wvxu.org. Matt in Pleasant Ridge has a question. This is almost about size. It's more about age, though. Matt, you're on Cincinnati Edition. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, Matt.
I was calling to see if you all would talk about the Junior League. I know two of the girls that are in that, and they have a lot of fun doing it. And I also have to say publicly that I have a crush on Wheezy.
Oh, yes, Wheezy.
And Wheezy will be back in this game this weekend.
Yeah, so you can come see her jam her little heart out.
Right.
Awesome.
Yes.
So yes, there is a Junior League, if you may.
We do have a Junior League, yes. We're 8 to 17?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody else more well-versed in the juniors?
8 to 17. once they turn 18, they can come with us. The juniors always do an exhibition bout. Between game, sometimes it's before the game start, and sometimes it's in between halftime for the sheep and lambs. But and that's one of the things why we're so family focused too, is that it's nice for kids to see, you know, us grown ups doing our thing, but it's nice to see kids being able to do things like that. And they're little warriors; they do a great job. Mm-hmm. And you know, that is, you know, you want to talk about sizes. There's little teeny tinies to girls who are like almost as tall as me, and they're all playing
together.
And
we do have a junior boy.
Yeah, we actually have two junior boys now.
Well, great stuff, and I wish you well for your doubleheader tomorrow night. I know the season has meant not quite advancing as well as you'd like, but I know you're going to win tomorrow night.
So. Yes, we are.
We're going to win in our hearts.
And,
definitely.
And in real life, too.
And in real life.
Well, thank you for being here today.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
It was fun.
Mama Crass, Sailor Scary, and Big Ugly. Cincinnati Roller Girls, they have a doubleheader tomorrow night at the Cincinnati Gardens against New Hampshire Roller Derby and the Gem City Roller Girls. Doors open at 5, and the first game is at 6. Parking's free. A link to ticket details at wvxu.org, as well as more info about the Roller Girls. And thanks again, ladies. Good luck.
Thank you.
An exhibit of Chinese textiles at the Taft Museum on the way later. Next on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU, National Geographic Traveler magazine writer Andrew Nelson discusses his awesome trip to Cincinnati.